joke and half day, right? Now it's supposed to be Tuesday next week. Wednesday, Tuesday night.
The following din. So the Mishnah says that a Jewish midwife is not allowed to facilitate the birth of a Oved Es Kochavim because you're bringing an Oved Kochavim into the world.
And so that's not just on Shabbos,
is that? Nothing to do with Shabbos. Everything. And then the Gemara distinguishes between Biskar and Shalom Biskar. The Gemara suggests that maybe the Mishnah is only talking about if you're not getting paid for it, but if you're getting paid for it, it would be permissible because there are concerns of Eva. Then the Gemara, the following line, Savar of Yosef Lemeimar, of Yosef got to say, Alude Oved Eschavim Bishabasa Biskar Shari Misham Eva. So just like you're allowed to get paid to serve as a midwife for a non-Jewish woman during the week, because of Eva considerations, that may be true on Shabbos as well, that you'd be permitted to do so because of Eva. Amalei Abaye, no, Yichola Lameimer La, Didan Dimintri Shabbos Am Mechalalina Nalayu, Didchu Dilo Mintri Shabbos Alom Mechalalina. So the Gemara says, no, Abaye responded that the woman could say, no, we have a religious objection, we only assist in the birth of Jews because Jews keep Shabbos and Shabbos keeps the Jews, but we wouldn't do that for non-Jews. Don't you keep Shabbos? And that would, according to the Gemara, alleviate any Eva consideration because the non-Jew would well understand, oh, I fully understand why you don't want to help me, and Evan will live happily ever after. So that's the Gemara here on Dav Kav Vav Amud Aleph. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Lamed Se'if Beis. Shin Lamed is the Simon of Yoled Es B'Shabbos, so the Mechaber Paskins, Akum ein miyaldin osav Shabbos. You're not allowed to facilitate the birth of a non-Jewish woman on Shabbos. Afilu b'davar she'ein bo chilul Shabbos. Even if it doesn't involve any chilul Shabbos whatsoever. Says the Magen Avraham here. Ein miyaldin sifkatin hay deleka eva, because there's no consideration of eva. The Yachul Lomar, Demisha Einam Meshav Meshavus Ein Mechalin of that line of the Gemara, Bayis Meimar and Daf Kafavun of Azara, that the woman could say, well, we only help people who worship Meshavus and Shabbos, and therefore there would be no concern of Eva. Mashma says Magen Avraham, Di Ikal Mechal Shle Eva Shari Im Ein Chilul Shabbos. So Magen Avraham says, well, Mashma, that if there was a concern of Eva, then the concern of Eva would allow you to help with the birth as long as that assistance doesn't involve any Chilul Shabbos. what's that situation of Abel Chil Shabbos? That's the next one. Good Rav Misiv Katan Vav. Let's say she's already giving birth, the baby is popping out, and all you're doing is catching the baby. So then there's no Chil Shabbos at all. That would be permissible in a case where there is Eva. What about an Issa Dirabanan? Pima Gadim here leaves that as a Tzarachi, and Pima Gadim on this Magan of Ram Sivkatan Hey, Pima Gadim Eshel of Ram Sivkatan Hey leaves that with a Tzarachi, and in a situation of Eva, would it be permissible to facilitate the birth of a non-Jewish woman involving an Isser Dirabanan? So Isser Dirabanan is definitely not. Isser Dirabanan, that is a suffix in the Prima Gadim here, Sivkatan Hey. Rav Avadia points out the Chazon Avadia, Chela Gimel, page Shin Ches, that this question, this subject of the Prima Gadim, is really a Machlokas Rishonim, where it's predicated based on a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim, this sugya in Avodah Zarah and Daf Kavav Amud Aleph, the Tosis is bothered by the following. Again, the Gemara told us a member of Yosef, Rav Yosef thought to say that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a non-Jewish woman in labor because of a concern of Eva. And Abai rejects that. No, there's no concern of Eva. So what was the Gemara's assumption initially? The Tosis asks, Tema de Rav Yosef, Dibur Maskel Sub Rav Yosef, Kavav Amin Aleph and Avodah Zarah. Tema de Rav Yosef, Disalka Daitach Dushari. Ula Abaye Nami, Dimashani Dilaka Eva, Mashmai Ika Eva Shari. So according to Rav Yosef's Havamina, and even according to Abaye's Baskan, Abaye only rejected Rav Yosef because there's no Eva, but Abaye would agree, presumably, if there was Eva, that you could do something. So, Hechi Shrinan Misham Eva, Milsa Disbe Yisur Deraisa. So, how could you violate an Yisur Deraisa just because of a concern of Eva? Yishlomar, Dehacha Biyoshevis Ala Mashber, Shekvar Nakar Latseis. So what are we talking about? We're talking about where there isn't even an Issa Deraisa. She's holding by the baby popping out, and you're not doing anything in violation of any Issa, even an Issa Deraisa. That's Tosis's first error. So that sounds like, but in a Hanami, there would be no possibility of violating even an Issa Derabanan for considerations of Eva. Tosis has to answer. We're talking about where there's no Issa at all, not even an Issa Derabanan. So you don't have any right in this Gemara that an Issa Derabanan would be permissible of Misham Eva. The only thing that we allow Misham Eva is the Mishnah's consideration that you shouldn't bring a non-Jewish baby into the world, or an idolatrous baby into the world. For that much, that Issa Derabanan, that dim of the Mishnah of Losla Siyale Mishnah Yaledes Ben Lavad Suchavim, for that we allow Misham Eva, and even a Shabbos, as long as there's no Malacha, even no Malacha Deraisa, will allow that Misham Eva. But according to Tosfos, that's as far as you go, and you wouldn't even be able to violate an Issa Derabanan because of a consideration of Eva. Okay? However, if you look at some of the other Rishonim, the Ravid and the Ritva and the Ran, so they all assume that there is an allowance to violate an Issa Derabanan. I'm sorry. Other way around. Tosa's answer is the Hachav Yosheves Al Mashmir Shekhar Nakar Lassay. Tosa's means that no, there may still be an Issa Derabanan, but there's no Issa Deraisa. Right? The premise of Tosa's Kasha was, how can you violate an Issa Deraisa? And Tosfos Taras says, no, there's no Issa Deraisa, there may still be an Issa Derabanan, but an Issa Derabanan we're going to allow Misham Eva. And the other Rishonim, the Ritva and the Ran and the Ravid, they answer here, no, we're talking about a case where there isn't even an Issa Derabanan.
So there's the Ravid and the Ran?
The Ravid and the Ran and the Ritva. So that's what Rav Avadia points out. It sounds like a Machlokas Rishonim. The subject of the Pirkei Avot, whether you're allowed to violate an Issur Derabanan Misham Eva, is really Machlokes Rishonim in this sugya in Avodah Zarah Daf Kaf Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah writes the following, and that's if in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Lamed, Shin Lamed Sif Katan Ches. Sharofim bismanedu afilu hayoser kisherim. Even the firmest of the doctors, einan nusharim bezaklal. They're not careful about the prohibition of violating Shabbos for the sake of nachri. Demaisim b'chol Shabbos shenosim kama persaos lerafos or lerfuas ovde kachavim. Demaisim b'chol Shabbos, demaisim b'chol yom. That there are from doctors that travel distances in order to cure non-Jews on Shabbos. The kosvin, v'shokin, samimane, v'atzman, and they write prescriptions and they grind up the medicines. Ve'ein lehem amashi ismochu. And there is nothing for them to rely on. Da'afilu ha'neima demutu l'chal Shabbos v'yisad d'rabbanu mishem eva ben akam. Even if you'll grant that tzadim and tzavik the pima gadim, that you're allowed to violate v'yisad d'rabbanu mishem eva, parentheses, after Gamzeinu Barayim Pim Gadim, even, it's not so pasha that's the case, but even if you'll grant that you can violate an Issa Darabana Mishem Eva, Issa Darayim Sabavada Yasa Lukula Yama. The Ebner would agree that there's no license to violate an Issa Darayim to cure, to treat an Akum. Umechal Shabbos Gemurim Heim Bemezid Hashem Yishmerenu. So these doctors that treat non-Jews on Shabbos Bid Melacha Darayim are Mechal Shabbos Gemurim B'mezid Hashem Yirachim. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes here in Sif Katan Ches.
When Mishnah Berurah says that, would that mean that such a doctor would issue it to touch wine, would make it pogrom? Like, how far is this more hyperbolistic or like Ladina all the way?
No comment. So Rav Moshe Chela Dalei Siman Ayites doesn't understand this Mishnah Berurah because there are authorities in Mishnah Berurah knew of or should have known of who are on record as having a different approach to this question. So there's a Divrei Chayim, the Sons of Rav, Orach Chayim Chela Bei Siman Kafei, Orach Chayim Chela Bei Siman Kafei. So he just notes the following. That as far as being Mechalel Shabbos for Daraisa, Mishum Eva, Vivada Yesh Lahachmir, that one should be Machmir on this issue, of Ach, Haminat Birofim Shemakilin, but the common practice among from doctors was to be Mako. The Shamati Shahumi Takanas Aratzos Lahatulam. And he heard that this was a Takan of the Aratzos, Takan of the Vadaratzos, Aval Lorisi Zebesefer. But the Rechai writes, he didn't see any actual recorded source of such a Takana in Poland to allow doctors to treat non-Jews on Shabbos even B'malacha D'Raisa, but he noticed that this was a common practice, and apparently there's some Shmua that there is some basis among Takana Sakal to allow for it. The Chasam Sofer in a couple of Tshuvas has a more robust rationale for this practice. Chasam Sofer, both in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph and Choshen Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet. Yoredeya Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph and Choshen Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet. So he writes, "Im yesh be'eva zu chashash sakanas nefashas." So if the situation is such that if you're not going to treat the non-Jew on Shabbos, it's going to be sakanas nefashas. Not sakanas nefashas for the guy, sakanas nefashas for you. And it's pikuach nefesh for the Jewish doctor, because if the Jewish doctor isn't going to treat the non-Jewish patient, then there could be an uproar against the Jews. Then the Jews' lives could be in danger. So the heter is pikuach nefesh, not pikuach nefesh of the nochri, pikuach nefesh of the Jew. So the deraisa, the yesh be'eva zucha shas akaras afashas, yesh lahadri afilu melacha deraisa. And what is the precedent for this? So there's a weak precedent, which is the din of deleika, which goes back to the Truma Sadesha. So the Truma Sadesha has the following. This is both in the Tshuvas and the Psakim. It's in Psakim Simin Kuf Nun Vav. So the Tshuvas Hadashim writes the following. Mitamza heder gamerhu b'deleika shenafla b'Shabbos. So if a fire starts on Shabbos, afilu b'beis nachri, even if it starts in a non-Jewish home, liyisrael leilech v'lechabos. So it's permissible for a Jew to extinguish the fire, even if there's no danger to Jewish life. Da inna kishyesh deleikos. Nowadays, when there are fires, hanachri mahochim v'horgim chas v'shalom hayisrael. If the non-Jews see that there's a fire consuming non-Jewish houses in the city, and they see that the Jews aren't doing anything to put out the fire, then they're going to start a pogrom against the Jews. So it would be permissible, even though there's no direct pikuach nefesh as far as the danger posed by the fire to Jewish life, it would still be permissible to put out the fire because of a different pikuach nefesh consideration. If you're not going to put out the fire, then the goyim may kill you anyway. Vafilu b'makom she'enam horgim, and even if they're not going to kill you, mikamakom sholin bozizin v'avisakadus mama the sharin and af b'bol iskei mamon. Certain situations where that's also consideration that would allow kiboy hadaleka. So just like we say the Yerushalmi quoted earlier, like regular Sakanas Nefashas initially Maguna, if the Rav doesn't teach his Baal Batim that you have to be Mechal Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh, applies here as well to Kibbutz Deleika, that the rabbi has to teach the Baal Batim if there's going to be a fire, the Jews have to extinguish it even if there's no danger to their life immediately, because there's a indirect danger that the goyim may kill them if they're not going to extinguish the fire. Some say the concern is only if the fire started in a Jewish house. Their practice was that if a fire started in a Jewish house, they would throw the Jews into the fire. The person who caused the fire. Nevertheless, it's still all a sakana, and even if it starts with base of shanachri, so under those circumstances, it's mutu l'chabas ha'deleika. And that, this is what the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch in the end of Simin Shin Lamed Daled. Simin Shin Lamed Daled says, if you can take a look, the Ramah says, the whole long Simin about when you're allowed to extinguish a fire, call it Dinaman Eskar Vidina Ed Leika Hanimi Libimayim. That was Bizmana Gemara. About Bizmana Zet. Osa Mashri and Beina Akum, Vihi Chashash, Sakana Safashos, Kazri Shon of Akron and Safana Lavracha, Shemutu Lachabas, the Lake of the Shabbos, Mishim de Yeshba, Sakana Safashos. Based on the Truma Sadesha. So the Chasam Sofer says that's half a precedent. Why is that only half a precedent? Is that something? Yeah, Alex.
That's because you're modern.
It's only half a precedent because that's a malacha shenu svich legufa. Kibui delay because only malacha shenu svich legufa. So you don't necessarily see from there absolute malacha deraisa. That's what the Ramban says in the next line. V'dafka l'chabas said delay because only malacha shenu svich legufa. V'yesh lakanim lo yichba. Aval asu l'chal shabbos kidei lahatzil mama. Okay. Nevertheless, the Chasam Sofer says that where there's a chashash tzakanus defashas by not treating a nachmi on Shabbos, you're allowed to treat him even with a melacha gemura. Lashon haChasam Sofer, the Chosha Mishpa, Kuf Tzadi Dalet, Hei Chadika Lamechash Lesakanta, Shanachnu Dorim B'nayem, V'yosifu Sinah V'takwas, they're going to increase her hatred. V'yomru Kidamo Shel Akum Kal B'nayenu. They're going to say that non-Jewish blood is cheaper than Jewish blood. Lo yikablu teiritz deminto shabasa. And very nice in the time of Abaye, that would have satisfied the Nachrim that, yeah, we're not treating you because you don't keep Shabbos. But nowadays, in Pressburg in the 1800s, it's not going to fly. V'o b'rov ha-mekomos ha-rofim hengoyim. V'yivasar b'neim damashay yisrael. So what's going to happen? You're not going to treat the non-Jewish Shabbos. The next time, the Jew's going to need a non-Jewish doctor in the case of Sakana, the non-Jewish doctor won't treat the Jew. So for these considerations, the Chasam Sofer thinks it's considered Sakana Sefashas of the Yisrael, and therefore it's mutter Makom Eva to even be Mechal Shabbos for a Doraisa. Okay?
Why is treating a non-Jewish patient
with a malacha shein? It's not treating the kibbutz. So you could have said the Truma Sadashin is only half of a ride because that's talking about a malacha shein with a gufa. That's why we're matir on Shabbos b'makom sakana.
Why isn't it? If it's not your house, it's a non-Jewish.
By Dleika, it is a malacha shein with a gufa. Deleika is a malacha shein esif legufa. Kibui deleika is malacha shein esif legufa.
And treating the
nachri is that's malacha shein esif legufa. Whatever your definition of malacha shein esif legufa is, this is the normal way of doing the malacha, or this is your interest is in the result. It's not the salat be'el of lashon rashi. It's you're doing the malacha itself. So,
of course, during the Tosafot time, during Tosafot times, Eva wasn't.
We're assuming that in Tosis' times that what this wasn't a cheshbon. It wasn't a cheshbon, right?
It's interesting though, because in Tosos regarding Shituf and Akados, right? There is a consideration of Eva, isn't there?
There are a lot of considerations of Eva. There's consideration of Eva here also, but Eva isn't necessarily matrin as a deraisa.
Right, okay.
So the Chasam Sofer's Kiddush, or his analysis, is that under these circumstances, it's not Eva per se, it's the Sakana Sefashas, it's the Bikuch Nafshe of the Jew. So Ramosha, working off this precedent, writes the following. Igros Moshe Chelik Dalet Simen Ayin Tes. So we mentioned last time that Moshe wrote that the Jewish doctor should do everything that he can do to not be on call on Shabbos. But in a situation in which the Jew has to be on call on Shabbos and he's in a hospital, or he's a local doctor and even though his office is closed, but some non-Jew knocks on his door Shabbos afternoon with a choli sheyesh bo sakana, and he's asked to treat this patient, so then it would be permissible to even treat him with a melacha deraisa. Or there's an accident in front of your house, there's a car crash in front of your house and someone is injured, so you're the local doctor, you run out and you treat the patient however he needs to be treated. Because nowadays, Abaye's answer is not going to fly. And even if there's no concern that this particular doctor's life is going to be in danger, but there's a broader picture that there could be sakana that is going to be engendered by refusing to treat this non-Jewish patient. Right? So Pella Lagona Chavetz Chaim, who wrote otherwise. And now he comes to the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim, who says that he heard maybe there is a takana of the Ivad HaRatzos, but he didn't know what it was. So Moshe says, what was the takana? It must be that even where the individual doctor isn't concerned about sakana, but the takana was not to be moch against those doctors who are mekel, because who's to say there isn't a sakana? And if all the doctors are going to refuse to treat non-Jewish patients on Shabbos, that's going to engender more hatred. The Moshe says nowadays, this is a very real consideration. We have to be concerned about the hatred that would be engendered by refusing to treat non-Jewish patients. And nowadays we have newspapers, so if something happened, it gets broadcast across the whole world, and there could be a major mishal, and there could be major incitement to anti-Semitism. L'chein pashav ismanenu yesh ladim zeh kisakana mamish yesh lahatir kishen izdam yitzeh. That's Ramosha Chelik Dalid Simen Ayin Tes. Now we're past newspapers.
Even worse.
Right. Ramosha's writing this decades ago. So this was the Maisa Shai. This is a famous incident in Eretz Yisrael in 1965. There was this professor, Isaac Shachak, who wrote a letter to Haaretz, and he claimed in the letter that he was witness to an event that transpired in Mea Sharma on a Shabbos, where he passed by a employee of a foreign embassy who was in a car accident and was severely injured, and a observant of a clearly observant Jew refused to let his phone be used to make a call for the benefit of this non-Jewish victim who was in a difficult medical position. So this letter apparently was later proven to be false. I mean, the episode that was reflected in the letter was proven to be false. Later, Lord Jacobowitz wrote an essay in Tradition, summer 1966, both disputing the authenticity of the story, quoting that this professor later admitted that he had fabricated the entire incident, and then quoting a tshuva written by then Chief Rabbi Rabbi Unterman about how it is permissible to treat a non-Jew on Shabbos. Mishum Eva. So when Rav Schechter talks about this, Rav Schechter says that Rabbi Unterman gave a drush in yeshiva around that time here, and he said that the reason you're allowed to treat a non-Jew on Shabbos is because of Derecha HaDarchei Noah. And when the Rav heard about this, the Rav got upset because that's not true. It's not because of Derecha HaDarchei Noah. If anything, it's because of Eva / Sakadus Tavashas, but there's no allowance of Derecha HaDarchei Noah. So I don't know. What I do know is that in Lord Jacobowitz's article in Tradition, he quotes something that Rabbi Unterman wrote that year, in which to me it sounded like just the classic sources on the issue, not Drachei Drachei Noam, but the classic the class of sources we just quoted. So I'm not sure what Rabbi Unterman said here that was different than what he wrote in print, but the representation secondhand in that tradition article of what he wrote in print seemed to be consistent with what we have been quoting. That was also one of the tainas in that Noah Feldman New York Times article a number of years ago, in which he's since been closer to Tshuva, but the one of the tainas in that article was on this very din, that we distinguish between the value of a life of a non-Jew and the value of a life of a Jew, and in principle wouldn't treat a non-Jew on Shabbos. Okay. Mir Schefter points out, and this is in print in that article in Dikvei Etzon, Simon Tassos Beis, that the situations we're talking about where it would be permissible for a Jewish doctor to tend to a non-Jewish patient is where he's on call in a situation where he's on call in a hospital which treats Jewish patients, and then they're non-Jewish patients also. So if he's already in a position where he's allowed to treat Jewish patients, then if a non-Jewish patient comes in, he would be permitted to treat the non-Jewish patient as well. But it's not permissible for a Jewish doctor to be on call or to work in a hospital that treats only non-Jewish patients where he's going to have to be on call on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be machnirs yourself into a situation where you're going to have to be doka yisurim simply for the benefit of a non-Jew. So l'chachila, everyone would say it's better to avoid a situation where you're going to have to be involved in any treatment on Shabbos. If you're in a situation, you find yourself in a situation where there are Jews that you need to treat, so then if a non-Jew comes in, or a situation where you're just a local doctor and someone knocks on your door, it's an emergency situation, then it'd be permissible to treat the non-Jew. But to have a job where you, l'chachila, have to be on call on Shabbos in a town where there are no Jews, and there's no reasonable possibility that any Jew is going to come into the hospital on Shabbos, so then that would not be permissible. It would not be permissible to put yourself with Chachila in that kind of a situation. Sam?
I was going to ask if it's like a statistical probability thing. Like, there's always a chance a Jew might want it.
What's a reasonable chance? If you're somewhere where there are 10 Jews in a 100-mile radius, so then probably if you're in New York City, so then that's a different calculus.
So in principle, we aren't...
We are mechal. The din is you're not allowed. That's a mishnah. The din is that's a mishnah in the Bumah, Mefakan Al Gal. You're not allowed to mechal Shabbos for non-Jew. However, where there are considerations of Eva, we might be matter of Isud Rabbanan. Where there are considerations of Sakar Sapashis for the Jew, where the Chasasor develops it, then we might be matter of Isud Raisa.
But in theory,
but in principle, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for non-Jew. Correct. Rabbi Vadya points out, page Shin Yud Zayin, that the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael should do their best to have non-Jewish doctors do most of the work on Shabbos. He says that's a practice in Shari Tzedek, that whatever you could have non-Jews do, you have non-Jews do, and to minimize the Chil Shabbos that would be necessary, Al Yidei Yisraelim. And then he suggests that if you have a situation in which you're going to have to treat a non-Jew, so it's better to do Al Yidei Shnayim Shasu. Should have two people do the malacha together. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not sure what kinds of procedures would be equally effective if you have two people doing it together rather than one. But in theory, if the care is not going to be diminished by having the malacha done in a Durabanan fashion of Shnayim Shasu, then the Vaidya thinks that would be preferable. Judah.
So, position would seem to go against the notion, assuming that like in Kasmar Charizard it's mostly going to be Jews, so doesn't that go against the idea that unless he's asking like of the other, you know, other term that you might want a Jew to treat a Jew because so that people don't think that it's like a sir?
So that's talking about your local situation. If there's your home and there's a Chil Shabbos situation, you're in Shul, so then you shouldn't be mahadir after nachri,
right.
But to in a situation where this is the norm, this is the hospital, this is what a hospital does. So then, if you're cheshbonning ahead of time, what should we have available on Shabbos?
So don't let Chachil put a Jew in that situation.
I'm sorry?
So don't let Chachil put a Jew in the situation.
Right. Right. That's what he says. Okay, what about the status of a Yisrael Mummer? So where does Yisrael Mummer fit here on the Ikar Din situation of what kind of a Chol you're allowed to treat on Shabbos? So the Prima Gadim writes in Simit Shin Kaf Ches Mishmitzos Zav Sivkat and Vav Shin Kaf Ches Mishmitzos Zav Sivkat and Vav that a Mummer L'chal Shabbos or a Mummer L'hachis has the din of an Akum. That just like you're not allowed to treat an Akum on Shabbos, barring Eva or Pigot Nefesh considerations, excuse me, you're not allowed to treat a Mummer L'hachis or a Mummer L'chal Shabbos. Prima Gadim Shin Kaf Ches Mishmitzos Avav. If you look at the Mishnah Brura and Simon Shin Kaf Tes Stiv Katan Tes Mishnah Brura Shin Kaf Tes Stiv Katan Tes. Mishnah Brura writes the following: Yisrael Baal Averus Atayavon. If you have a Jew that violates Averus Atayavon, he's not a Mummer L'Hachis. He's a Mummer L'Tayavon. Kol Zman Shein Kofer B'Torah Nira Demechalin Alav Shabbos Kedei L'Zil. As long as he's not a Apikoris, as long as he's not a Kofer B'Torah, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him if he's only a Mummer L'Tayavon. Avol Imu L'Hachis Asur L'Zil L'Af B'Chol. That's Moridin Ve'Malin. B'Kol Shekein to Asur L'Chal Alav Shabbos B'Bikuach Hagal or B'Shar Refua Hua Din L'Chol Hani Diz B'Yerodei, etc. So the Mishnah Brura goes with what we quoted from the Prima Gadim that a Mummer L'Hachis would be Aser L'Chal Shabbos for him. The Rosh Hashanah quotes a story that we referenced previously of the Brisker Rav, which he heard from Reb Simcha Sheps, who was a Rebbe in Tar V'Das, was the Talmud of the Brisker Rav in Brisk, that there was once an episode on the Yom Tov Shavuos where there is a foreign university student, Jewish university student, who was involved in an accident, and in order to treat him because he was a foreigner, they needed to make a call to the embassy, the consulate, to get whatever paper signed. So the Brisker Rav himself went out to make the phone calls to Michal Shabbos, based on his understanding of the Rambam, that Gedola means Gedola Yisrael, Gedola Ador, not Gedola Mespasuk Tanim. And the way Rav Shachter tells the story, this is a university student in Brisk in the 1920s who was clearly not a Shavar Torah Mitzvah. There were not so many from university students in that part of the world in the 1920s. So the Brisk Rav clearly assumed, not like this Priva Gadim, that you can be Chal Shabbos even for a Mummer. Unless there was a kind of Piyuch Nefesh consideration, but probably not in that kind of a circumstance. The Magen Avraham has the following in Simin Shin Lamed Sifkatan Gimel. Simin Shin Lamed Sifkatan Gimel. So Sifkatan Dalet. This is talking about the din of Mialdin, but the same notion of what can you do on Shabbos for Asalas Nefasha. So the Magen Avraham writes in Katan Dalet, the Kara Imutter, according to the Knesset Gedola, came into Mintri Shabbos. So you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Karite because they keep Shabbos. They don't keep Shabbos the way we keep Shabbos. They have a different understanding of Shabbos, but in principle, they're Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos biblically, or based on their understanding of what biblical Shmir Shabbos is. But you could be Michal Shabbos for a Karite. Even though, as you pointed out last time, the Karite wouldn't be Michal Shabbos for you. Yeah.
So I'm just curious how many very like, so why don't the Shabbat and Shabbat
they Let's say that was the case. What would it have to be? No, so you're saying, oh, this is what Gary Stachowski emailed me yesterday. He's one of the lurkers that listens to the shiur without ever showing up. So he said, maybe that should be another nafkamina between the two psukim. That whether you could treat a mummer or not should be totally on whether we learn based on Chalel Shabbos Achas or based on Chayvam. So I don't think that's Bachreach, because even if it's based on a Chayvam, it's possible Chayvam would still apply, would only apply to a Shabbos Shabbos, or only apply to someone who's considered Amcha, who's part of the fold. You wouldn't say B'chayvam to be Matur a Nachri, so if a Mummer is Dinok Akum, then the B'chayvam wouldn't apply to Mummer any more than to Nakum. So I don't think that's
Rea. What about the Rea
says, Yisrael, 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 so that's, that doesn't apply to everything. That doesn't apply to Michal Shabbos, a Mummer Lahakis, different Mummerim have different statuses. So that's not true as far as their halachic status or anything, yeah.
Just to clarify, I mean, the underlying reason why I can't be Michal Shabbos for a guy is because of what?
The underlying yisod is that whatever drasha that we have, don't apply to nothing.
So, I think it's so. I mean, someone was talking about Ger Tzedek.
Okay.
Or like something like a Benno who keeps that in Mitzvos.
Ger Toshav.
Right.
So, can you be Michal Shabbos for a Ger Toshav? Yeah, so why would you be able to Michal Shabbos for Ger Toshav? I'm sorry?
Because they're giving mitzvah. But they are chayv mitzvah. Or someone who's on the way to become a ger.
Someone's on the way to become a ger is still not Jewish.
Right, so the chayv that wouldn't apply, but the Jewish worship doesn't apply.
Right, so push comes to shove, As we pointed out, the bottom line is still the Chayvam, even though there may be some situations in which there's some residence of Shmur Shabbos Achas, but not so much in actual Pikuach Nefesh, meaning like the Nafkamina that she was harassed by the girl who's captured. That's like a derivative of Pikuach Nefesh, but it's the Maisa Ikar Tam is still the Chayvam.
So
Ger Toshav with someone Matir Chol Shabbos for Ger Toshav. Sorry? I don't think the ones I gave you. Unless there's some. Let me know. There are discussions. Okay, let me know.
The Ger Toshav, would that indeed make a difference during the week of
birth
or
you know, that right, who that din of Amy Yaldin is by an idolater.
Right.
Okay. Is a doctor allowed to get paid for his Shabbos services in a situation of Bikuach Nefesh? So Moshe at the end of that Shuvah Siman Ayin Tes quote something he heard from the Kloisenberger Rebbe, that if a Jewish doctor treats a patient on Shabbos in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, he's not allowed to get paid because you're not allowed to make money off Chilul Shabbos. Number one. And number two, that's a good idea practically to make sure there's no financial incentive on the table that could color the doctor's determination as to whether there is a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. Because maybe on some level, if a doctor knows that he's going to get paid, so that may on some level color how he responds to whether this is a Pikuach Nefesh situation that would require treatment. Presumably, this relates. Rav Moshe doesn't really expand on this at all. This relates to the Dinin Schar Shabbos in general by Malka Mitzvah. So if you look in Simon Shin Vav Sif Hey, the Mechaber has 2 days about whether a chazan is allowed to get paid for his services on Shabbos. Simon Shin Vav Sif Hey. Also, Liskar Chazanim Lispal of a Shabbos, Vh Mishamatir. Hagah, the Im Safu Lashano Lachodish Lukulayam Mashari. Okay, if you have a long term contract. And then Ramah has din of paying a meal at this. I thought that was here. Summer has a din, if I recall correctly, that you're allowed to pay a mi'aledes on Shabbos, and some explain that's because we're worried if you don't pay the mi'aledes, then next time she's not going to come. What's the pattern? Okay. This is not the Rama. I'm sorry. Prima Garden has this. Yes, the Mishavur writes, thank you, Saul. The Mishavur writes the end of Sifkata and Kafdalid. Mi'aledes bevade mutarasi kachar Shabbos. You're definitely allowed to pay a mi'aledes on Shabbos, for her work on Shabbos, rather. The Prima Garden writes, in Mishmet Sotzav, there is Sifkat and Dalid. She'erik nes gedola b'shem ari brona. V'atam d'hav eskar mitzvah pikuach nefesh. Why are you allowed to pay a mi'aledes? Because it is skar for the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. What does that mean? It's scarf the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. So in the Dirsha Mishnah Brura, so they quote from Shlomo Zalman in some lesser known collection of Shlomo Zalman's Pesachim, or some lesser known work. Shlomo Zalman explained, it means just like you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, you're also allowed to get paid for the work that you do on Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. So just like Ramatir the Melacha, Ramatir the payment as well. But that's the psak of both Rosh Hashanah in Shvir Shabbos Kolchasa Perek Mem. I think it's Sif Kafhei in the new edition. I don't remember for sure. Shvir Shabbos Kolchasa Perek Mem and Chazon Avadia as well. That against the Kloisenberger Rebbe's psak in Igros Moshe, that it is mutter to receive Schar Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Work that is done for the benefit of a chole on Shabbos. Yeah.
There's an estimated between people kind of shorting it and ongoing.
As far as payment?
Yeah. Like our case of the doctor in the hospital. Does he have to take, like, not be on the clock?
If you're going to be Machmir, like the Pleasantburger Rebbe? He's saying, if you're going to prohibit Schar Shabbos, are you allowed to take Schar Shabbos for a Jew? Because then most folks give him our mattress Schar Shabbos. I think
across
that's
the board.
Across the board. So if you're going to take the approach of the Kloisenberger Rebbe, the Ramosha quotes, to prohibit Schar Shabbos, would you be allowed to take Schar Shabbos for treatment of a non-Jew? I'm not sure why it should make a difference. In the other direction, there's a difference. For Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos goes from Shlomo Zalman, that there's no issur of Schar Shabbos to pay a non-Jew for work that he performs for you on Shabbos. Okay. So, for next time, but tomorrow, I originally told you I want to give shiur at 5:30. I may have to leave a little early tomorrow, so just to play it safe, let's do tomorrow from 4:30 to 5:30. I'm not sure what time I have to leave. Okay? So tomorrow, 4:30 to 5:30. Two things. Number one, I want you to just go through very quickly the Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch that we haven't yet seen in the beginning of Siman Shin Kav Ches, from Sif Aleph through Sif Tesayim. Just go through it quickly with the Mishnah Berurah. You should see that, whatever we haven't seen yet. And then tomorrow we'll talk about Heiti Rusofa Mishum Tfilasan. And I'll try to send out the Marma comments in a few minutes, so you can work on that. It's Sigan Erevin, a little bit of a Gemara and Beitza, and the Tshuva of Ramosha, and the Tshuva of Shlomo Zalman. Okay?